Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and happy Wedding Wednesday to you all. Happy Wedding Wednesday to my Facebook and Twitter friends. Again, we are continuing with our wedding chat for the next couple of weeks. And you know what? First, I do want to say hi and a thank you to one of my Facebook friends. I always tend to shout out one of my Facebook friends because of everything that they do, all the encouragement, all the help that they tend to lend me on a daily basis. So tonight, I want to give a shout out to Ultimate Affair Party Planner. If you are on Facebook, please stop by, visit her page, Ultimate Affair Party Planner, and tell her that Bridal Tribe sent you, and check out what she does. She is very helpful, and if you're looking to have a wedding or any kind of event, she is someone that you can speak to, and she works with almost any budget. So, again, Ultimate Affair Party Planner, go for it on Facebook. Okay, tonight we are talking with two different guests. One is going to be Stiletto Swap Designs LLC. If you are a do-it-yourself or you know a do-it-yourself kind of bride, you don't want to miss this guest because she does some phenomenal things with shoes. And I am of the idea that if you want to wear your grandmother's shoes or your mom's shoes, that's if, of course, they fit, or maybe your own pair of shoes that you kind of want to make new, this is a person that you want to talk to because her embellishments are absolutely lovely, and I hope that you guys will go and visit her Facebook page and her website, which I will be posting later on today. And then, of course, after speaking with Saida, and I think she's on hold, yay. After speaking with Saida, we are going to speak with Pearl and Class about shopping for bridal jewelry, which I think is important because sometimes I think we get lost with how we can choose a gift for our bridesmaids or if you're buying the gift for the bride, something to look into. So later on, we're going to be talking with Tara Horn of Pearl and Class. So we're going to go right in and speak with Saida. Hey, Saida, how are you?
Hi, good evening. I'm well. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Tribal Wisdom by Bridal Tribe. You know, I actually forgot to even say welcome to Tribal Wisdom by Bridal Tribe. This is Cynthia, your host. And we're
you
on with...
Yeah, you went into business, huh?
I went straight for it. Oh, my goodness. But I'm excited to have you on the show because I want people to know you and what you do. So why don't you introduce yourself, tell us who you are, what you do, and how you got started.
Hi, ladies. My name is Saida. I usually go by Sai as a nickname. My business, as Cynthia mentioned, is Stiletto Swap. And it actually just is exactly how it sounds. I take shoes and I give them a facelift. And what that means is I take shoes, and I know a lot of us are shoeaholics, shoe addicts.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I said indeed.
Exactly. We will always find a way to have a new pair of shoes. I think what ends up happening, though, is that you see shoes in on display or in stores, Steve Madden or in the mall, and you think to yourself, oh, my God, these shoes are amazing. They're beautiful. I have to have them. But in all actuality, 10 other women are looking at the same shoes. Mm-hmm. 20 other women have already bought them before you even saw them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're available online. So that means that you always have the possibility of going to an event, going to a wedding, and someone is having on the same shoes as you. And how much fun is that? So basically, I meet with my clients, and we talk about the types of colors they like, the types of designs that I can do, what's good for the shoe that they have. I actually recently just did a pair of shoes for a bride that's getting married this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a temporary embellishment. And so we added customized removable bows for the back of her shoes. She's getting married. Her husband is Scottish, and he's wearing a kilt. So we picked out a material and created bows that were removable from a print that looked just like his kilt.
Mm-hmm.
So I just add customized embellishments, and when I say customized, it's really up to my client. Whatever color you want, whatever design. I use all sorts of fabrics, all sorts of materials, and I'm very affordable and very reasonable, and I can take a shoe that you've had for a while and make it look totally something unexpected, mm-hmm. And I can take something that you just bought yesterday and make it look amazing, and that's really what I do.
I love it. I love it. And, of course, to our listeners, that's exactly why I have her on. I will be posting some of the embellishments that she has done. She just embellished this cool boot that I saw on her page. Did you just finish that one?
I actually just finished the other foot tonight.
It was very cool. She took this regular boot and embellishment. Do you name your embellishments? I don't want you to tell us how you embellish, but do you name, like, the different looks and styles? Because I know you had, like, studs. You said you have bows. Why don't you kind of give us a list of the different embellishments that you do?
I do name some of the designs. A lot of the designs I name are generally prototypes that I create. Mm-hmm. The prototypes are basically just shoes that I normally buy my size or that I find on sale. And they're kind of like my tester shoes, just to see what will work, what will look good. It gives me a template to be creative. Mm-hmm. I don't generally name the shoes or the designs that I come up with clients if it's the first time design. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, anything to me can be used. I mean, I use studs. I use a lot of studs. And when I say studs, that means generally metal kind of shapes that can be attached to shoes in different ways. I use spikes. Women love spikes, but those can only be added depending upon the shoe, the thickness of the shoe, and where you want to add it to. I think sometimes my clients come to me thinking that I can do any and everything because of what they've seen in stores, mm-hmm. and I'm very honest about what I can and can't do or what's good for your shoe and what's not good for your shoe.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a shoe that's, you know, Steve Madden now is into spikes, Jeffrey Campbell's into spikes. If you see a shoe, let's say, in Macy's, and it's a Steve Madden, and it has spikes, those spikes were added during the production of that shoe. Mm-hmm. All of my designs are what we would consider aftermarket embellishments. So
mm-hmm.
really what that means is that you already have a physical shoe that's already been created, put together, and now we're adding to it. So certain things can and cannot work, but I use rhinestones, spikes, studs, fabrics, glitter, feathers, almost anything that you can think of, I'll use paint, just an array of different things. I mean, lace, it's never ending.
Right, and you don't just do stilettos. I think I saw you
right.
in a picture of baby booties.
Right. I do men's and children.
Mm-hmm.
My popular clientele are women and generally are heels. I do flats. I do sneakers. I do kid shoes. I do crib shoes, which is probably what you're referring to, which
yes.
is kind of just like the soft newborn shoes.
Mm-hmm.
However, those, because of the law of the state, you know, you can't use certain things that can fit down the choking tube. So certain things I can't use for the baby booties. But men's shoes, I also do an embellishment workshop so the kids can, I supply them with stuff and they can do their sneakers or flats with their parents. So really, I look at almost anything that I see as a potential embellishment. I don't want to be restricted to saying, oh, just these items.
Mm-hmm.
Almost anything, you know.
Love it. Love it. Now, you brought up a really good subject, which is something else that you do, which is workshops as well as swaps. Tell us a little bit more about the workshops, and then let's talk about the swaps that you've had. I think you just had one recently.
I did have a swap recently. The swap was held. This was my third annual shoe swap. It was held at the Aloft Harlem Hotel here in Harlem, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And really what that entails is it's really just like a ladies' party. It's cocktails, you know, beautiful women, wonderful, mature, sophisticated, an array and assortment of women.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring their brand new or gently worn, I must say that again, gently worn.
Yes, let's emphasize that part.
Yes, gently worn, not stuff that, you know, has creases and cracks and holes, but gently worn shoes.
Yes.
That we all have, those one-timers or two-timers, and you never put them back on again for whatever the reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we come out and we swap. We have cocktails, we mingle, we network, and we swap or sell shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my third year doing it, and it was amazing. It was so good.
I can really imagine. All those shoes hanging around, man, I would be in heaven.
I mean, we had some really good swaps. We had some really good bartering. Like, mm-hmm. women were... But, like, give me, you know, if you get me a cocktail, you can have my shoes. You know,
oh,
because
wow.
I give you the option to sell, you know, because there's always the possibility that if you and I are swapping and you're not really into my shoes, but I'm into yours,
mm-hmm.
I don't want there to not be an opportunity for me to have your shoes because you're not interested in mine.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I give the ladies an opportunity to sell their shoes to other women for a reasonable price.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the women were just bartering for drinks. They were like, listen, if you give me a wine spritzer, you can have these stilettos. And it was working out fine. And some women actually sold, and some women actually swapped, and there were others that were just like, you know what, I love them, but they hurt my baby toe. They have got to go. So
wow.
It was really a wonderful turnout. And, I mean, I got so many compliments on the event. They were like, we do not want to wait a year to have this again. So
yes,
I'm planning my next one. Yeah. I'm planning my next one for around March, April. Once the weather breaks, I'll definitely plan to do another one. And Aloft, I have to shout them out. They were wonderful in working with me. We had drink specials. They had a wonderful menu, a beautiful space. And we just had a really good time, really good time.
Well, all right, I want to stop you right there because I see that we have a couple of callers coming in, and I just want to let you guys know who are calling in and listening that if you're on a computer or something, then telephone number is 347-996-3160. And if you want to make a comment or ask a question, please press the number 1 so that we know that you're interested in coming online. If you're just listening, no problem. Stay as you are. But if you want to make a comment or you have a question for our guest, please press the number 1 and we will bring you in to speak with her. Back to the swap. You talked about the swap, and you also talked about the workshops very briefly. Now, are the workshops for children only?
The workshops are for children and parents. I originally started out, I think my age range was, I want to say, 10 to 16, or maybe even higher. It might have been 12 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
It was girls only. And the purpose of my workshop, I used to be in social services, and I no longer am.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a part of me that is just innate. So I wanted to definitely do something where I felt like I was giving back to parents and the community. So I created this workshop as an opportunity for parents to interact with their children or their daughters, let me say, or nieces, in a positive space where they can do something creative together without
mm-hmm.
watching TV or watching a movie or, you know, going to Chuck E. Cheese, just a nice creative space where they can work on a project together, and at the end have a tangible creative item that they both worked on together and they both felt proud of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's also about, you know, having that quality time, that one-on-one time, and making sure that those relationships continue to exist. Because when I was working in social services, you know, a lot of the parental, I guess, relationships with children sometimes to me just dissipating, and I'm not sure how that happens, but I just feel like parents and children somehow there ends up being kind of like this separation.
Right.
So I created this opportunity for parents to come in. It was $12 a child,
mm-hmm.
And the parents bring their child in, and I supply everything that they would absolutely need in order to embellish their sneakers or their flats. No
right.
heels are accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And the workshop is approximately 3 hours, and it's at the public library here in Harlem.
Mm.
Yeah, in a really huge, nice space. So it was really a wonderful event. I've done it, I think, I just started it late this summer. So we only did, I think it was one time a month. So we only had the workshop three times.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the weather change and school starting back, I haven't had any. But I definitely, once the weather gets better, we'll definitely start them back up again.
Okay.
And I wanted to give parents, I wanted to give parents time, you know, to get acclimated with the school year and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if parents can't afford it, of course, I turn no children away. So
right.
No children and no parents should not have the opportunity to have a good time, you know, and bond because they can't afford $12.
Right.
So this year I'm actually going to start incorporating boys.
Mm-hmm.
Because boys shouldn't be left out, and they need that sort of bonding just as well as the girls do. So,
And plus, it's a creative source, like you said, and you want to have like an interactive, creative source for them to come in and do something, and as you said, have a tangible item in the end.
Right.
Love it.
Yep.
Love it. Okay, so we talked about workshops. We talked about the swap, which hopefully I can't wait. Please keep us posted about it. I will be letting all of our people know about that. Let's talk about turnaround time, because as I said, I like what you do, and I think it speaks to the do-it-yourself kind of bride who wants to bring in a shoe to kind of upcycle or upgrade, where they can still include the, you know, something borrowed, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. And if they come to you and say, you know what, I would like to put rhinestones on the heel or just on the toe, talk to us a little bit about the consultation and the turnaround time for this so they would know when and how to talk to you.
I usually ask people to contact me at least a minimum 2 weeks in advance of when you need your shoes done.
Mm-hmm.
And that also, you know, is based off of how many orders I have already in ahead of yours.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you're getting married, 9 times out of 10, you know when you're getting married, and you probably are planning in advance for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely say 2 to 2.5 weeks at minimum, and that's when you have, when you finally get the shoes in my possession.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of ordering or consultations, I do in-home consultations,
mm-hmm.
Primarily in New York City, the surrounding cities, Connecticut, New Jersey, Long Island, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania. So I do in-home consultations. We just have to schedule an appointment for it. They are free.
Mm-hmm.
With my in-home consultations, you, in order for me to come out, you definitely must be ready to place a deposit on an order.
Mm-hmm.
And I do bring a bottle of wine, your choice of red or white. yeah, definitely. Because what's an in-home consultation, VIP status, if you're not, like, having a sip and we're not having girl time?
You're right.
So,
I mean, and it's girl talk and shoes. I mean, you cannot beat that. Girl talk, shoes,
exactly.
And a bottle of wine.
Girl talk, a bottle of wine, and shoes. Like,
yes.
What else is there?
That might be the name of my next event. I don't know. I have to figure it out.
Exactly. So I do in-home, but if you aren't available for in-home or you're too far, I do online consultations. So we can definitely set up a Skype appointment,
mm-hmm.
or do like a FaceTime if you have an Apple product. So I'm available in multiple ways. For people that are in New York City, we can meet almost at any point during the week. At a cafe, at a restaurant, at happy hour. My clients, for some odd reason, love to meet me at happy hour. They always have a happy hour recommendation. They're like, well, do you want to meet at so-and-so for a drink? But, yeah, so I usually bring, you know, I usually ask that my clients or potential clients take a look at my work, mm-hmm. have some ideas in mind of what they think they would like to do. I generally bring kind of like a stud book with me, so it gives you some options of things that you could possibly choose. And we just figure it out together. You know, I'm very honest. If you pick some stuff that I don't think is going to work, I'll tell you. If I don't think that you'll like it, if I get a feel of your personality, I'll tell you. But for the most part, you know, I tell my clients, you pick what you think you're going to love, because my goal is to make sure that you love your shoes when you wear them. And that's generally how it works.
Great. And, of course, that's equally as important to the bride, to make sure they're going to love the finished product. So I would definitely suggest that as either a bride or do-it-yourself bride, if you're going to be giving Saida a call. Please don't wait till 2 weeks before the wedding. You know, let's go for at least a few months before
right.
the wedding. Let's go for 2 months before the wedding. Give her a call. Take a look at the pictures and the embellishments that she's done on shoes already. As a matter of fact, please, Saida, please tell them where they can find you, all the different social areas where they could take a look at what you do already.
If you just type in Stiletto Swap anywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I'll pop up. And it's spelled Stiletto. A lot of people spell it differently, but it's STILETTOSWAP.
Is that one word?
Yeah, it's one word. StilettoSwap.com is my website. Stiletto Swap on Twitter, Stiletto Swap on Instagram, Stiletto Swap on Facebook. It's a bit of a tongue twister. But if you, even if you Google me, I'll pop up. So definitely check me out. You know, if you, like I said, if you know you want something done, or even if you just want to talk about, you know, the possible options, or you know you would like something custom but you don't have a design, you know, in mind in particular, you know, we can definitely, together, we can brainstorm on some options and some design ideas that you think would suit who you are and suit the look that you're going for. Because, like I said, I'm all about making you happy, and whatever's going to make you happy, whatever's going to make you, like my motto says, step and be seen, then I'm all for it. So.
Nice. And, of course, you and I have to make an appointment because we keep missing each other. We keep becoming so busy. With what we do, because I am going to have some of my shoes embellished, and then I'm going to take some pictures and post them up so that you guys can see exactly what she does, because I really enjoy it. In fact, I'm going to post up in just a minute one of the shoes, not just one, but a couple of the shoes that she has embellished. And I don't even know, what do you call the embellishments on this boot?
That's more like my alien design. Yeah, because the reason why you don't recognize it is that the original alien design was in a solid color. Both sizes of studs were in the same color, and it was a neon color. Those are the same exact studs, just in a different shade and a different metallic on the back of those booties. And they're the same identical size to the aliens.
All right, nice. Now, tell us about, I don't want you to give specific prices, but give us the price ranges that you work in when you're doing some of your projects.
Usually it's about, they start at 40. 40, you can get kind of like the, what I call the seam design. And the seam design, ladies, is if you take a look at the back of your heels, that line that runs straight down the back of the heel, just down the center of the heel, I call that my seam design, which I take studs and I placed it straight down the back, almost as if you recall back in the days they had the stockings that had the one black solid line straight down the back of the leg. It's kind of the same effect on the back of the shoe. So it ranges from about 40, 45 and up, and that can be for something as simple as glitter. Once you start getting into more expensive materials like studs and rhinestones, which are actual crystals, the prices definitely do go up, and it takes a lot more time to create those type of designs using those materials. But, yeah, I'm definitely flexible. You know, I'll even work with your budget, especially brides, because I know it's your special day. You know, I've been meeting a lot of brides who are working with budgets. You know, people are not, we're not celebrities. We're not spending $100,000 on a wedding. So I'm definitely in the market of, you know, working with your budget if need be, if you, you know, really want something done. But, yeah, definitely just give me a call, contact me. Like I said, look me up on Facebook. All of my information is there. Look me up on my website, thelittleswap.com, and I'm there.
Great. And tell us about whether or not you, because I know that the question, somebody out there is already, I can hear it in the wind, that they want to know about, do you do shoes from out of town? Do you ship out of town?
I was just about to mention it. Yes, you can ship me your shoes and I'll ship them back. You can ship them and provide your own return shipping. That's up to you. If I provide shipping, it's $15. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that just depends on how far as well. So, you know, definitely, ladies, if you're interested, definitely contact me. You can ship your shoes to me. I do have a P.O. box. I can do return shipping. It's not a problem. So, yeah, being far away or being across the country is not an issue at all.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yay. So just to recap, everyone, it's Stiletto Swap on Facebook, on Twitter. StilettoSwap.com is her webpage that you can visit. And she does studs, spikes, rhinestones, feathers, glitter for anyone, not just the bride. Again, I definitely want to have the show for that do-it-yourself kind of bride who always wants to do it yourself, but you might not have the time, so you can just give Saida a call and say, just put a few glitter here, a few rhinestones there. On top of this, this phenomenal person does workshops and actual swaps here in New York. Don't be jealous, all of you people outside of New York, because I'm happy that she's here. she does.
I'm actually looking into doing them. I want to do one in D.C., mm-hmm. one in Atlanta, and one in L.A. for the upcoming year. So keep your fingers crossed for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's definitely crossed, because hopefully I want to get a chance to actually do a swap with you. I want to bring my people in and say, go, talk to her, get your shoes done.
Right, I appreciate that. Tell everyone, tell your grandmother. I'll do her air walk for one of those shoes.
I'll do the nursing shoes
in the church, whatever they need.
You to stop it. Don't tempt me. I swear I will go get my mother's shoes and shoes. I mean, she wears stilettos anyway, but I would just go mess with her and go get some of her slippers and have you stud them up or something. And she'd be like, what are you doing? What is wrong with my child today? We got a nice comment on Facebook that said, wow, nice. They love these. Are these boots pink? Am I seeing correctly?
Which ones?
I posted the boots that you put, like, the alien, I guess, on the back part of it.
Oh, yeah, those are the aliens on the back of those. That's not the original design, but that's basically the same concept. If you saw the hot pink shoes with the lime green studs on the back, those are the original alien designs. But that my client wanted the same concept, but just on the back of the booty, so...
Right. Well, no, I'm just letting you know. I mean, maybe you're looking on Facebook, or do you normally use your phone? I'm not sure, but someone has said, wow, this is really nice. So you've got some takers.
If you ladies are interested, I'm actually going to post, now that I realize I can post on my phone, I'm actually going to post the original aliens on the Bridal Tribe page.
Hold right. Is that the pink?
Yep, the hot pink, the original design.
Yes. Yes, you post that one. I'm looking on your page now to see if there's something else. Oh, no, somebody said, I know I will be calling Saida. I love it. So, go ahead. Definitely post the other pink ones and let me share it, because people who post on my page, I think I'm the only one that is really allowed to see it.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got some takers here who's like, yeah, very creative.
Good. I'm excited. I am truly excited, you know. I love what I do. I love making my clients happy. When they're happy, it really, really, truly, truly makes me happy. Like, it may sound cliche, it may sound like, you know, what most people would say, but I get, like, excited when my clients love my work, so...
And you know what?
Definitely.
It's so wonderful, because that means that you really are invested in what you do, and that you're not turning out any junk product, which,
right.
You know, I don't expect you to be, because, you know, you keep getting so many individuals interested in what you do. And just, I'm looking at the pictures, and like I said, I'm in awe, so I have to make my appointment. I'm going to have to go trolling through all my shoes and bring in something and say, please help me out and let me wear them and get you some more clients, because... I know that when I noticed what you did online, I said, I have to talk to her. I have to have her on the show, and I have to introduce her to my Bridal Tribe fan page, or the magazine page, because, you know, did you go over to our fan page and saw Tuesday Tuesday? You saw how crazy we are about shoes on Tuesdays, yes?
Oh, I actually did. I think I tried to look at it from my phone the other day. I'm always on my phone. I don't know why. It's just forced a habit. in between doing all that I do. But I definitely will go and take a look at it and check it out.
Wonderful, wonderful. Did you post yet? I'm going to share it if you've already posted.
I've already posted it, yes.
Okay, I'm going to share it right now so we can let other people. And I'm going to put, at, if you guys hear me typing, forgive me. You know, sometimes I'm a loud typer.
I'll actually also post the, I'm sure the brides will be interested, the shoe, the removable bows that I recently did for the bride that I was working with this weekend. Mm-hmm. This was my first time actually doing material bows. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. And then we put the words, "I do," under the soles of her shoes.
See, now that came up. That is very popular right now, so I think that is something that they would be interested in. I saw another pair of men's shoes that underneath said, "She's mine."
Oh, cute.
Yeah, so that might be something else that you might want to, you know, do. "She's mine and I do" on the male and female. Now, are shoes the only thing that you embellish? I don't think that I asked that question.
I'm actually going to be getting into doing purses and clutches and bags to match shoes. Because, you know, I love bags. I love clutches. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. And I like to match, and I like my shoes to have something to go with it. And a lot of times, you know, if you have a pair of shoes, we're always on the hunt for a bag that would go nicely with it. So that's mm-hmm. definitely going to be something that this year, this upcoming year, I'm going to be working on.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm also open to random, you know, orders for jackets, and I've had orders for that. Someone wanted kind of like the collegiate letters on his jacket. So those are little things here and there, but definitely the shoes and the bags.
Well, I will be this weekend going through my closet and bringing you some work. So get ready.
Definitely.
Get ready for your one woman person who's going to be like, "Call Saida, call Saida." All right.
Definitely.
Well,
I'm open to it.
Yay. Great, great. Saida, it was wonderful having you on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, anytime. You definitely have to come. You know what? I'm going to have you back on. Hopefully you'll have some time after I get some of my stuff done and I post them up. I'm going to have you back on so you can talk to the brides again during a wedding chat. And if you choose to, maybe we'll get together and do a nice wedding chat on Twitter so people can see what you do and you can talk directly to brides on there.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, so we're going to say goodnight to Saida. Hopefully you'll still stick around and listen if you want to, Saida. And we're going to bring in Pearl and Clasp in a moment. If you're looking to know how to choose jewelry for the bride or for the bridesmaids or anything like that, Pearl and Clasp is here to talk to you about what to say when you're going into these jewelry stores. If you're going to be purchasing online, what you should be looking for. I can say that one of the things that I liked about this company is that if you have an heirloom from your grandmother, your great-grandmother, but you're afraid to put it on because the string is kind of loose and it's going to break, this company actually will restring your pearls for you and add their own clasp. I think one of the things that they specialize in is personalized clasps. So, Tara, I wonder where she is. Give us 1 second, and we'll bring her in. In the meantime, what you can do is visit the website, which is pearlclasp.com, www.pearlclasp.com. Take a look at some of what they have to offer. And they actually will be working together with Bridal Tribe to offer you some special items. I'm going to be posting those this weekend, so be ready. They have some wonderful pearl bracelets, pearl earrings. As a matter of fact, if you go to our website, bridaltribe.com, we actually do sell their freshwater pearl earrings, and they're only $24. I happen to think that they make excellent bridesmaid gifts. I'm a big fan of creating the bridesmaid's Grammy bag. So instead of giving your bridesmaid just one gift, I like to put a whole bunch of gifts worth a certain amount of money depending on your budget, between $50 and $100. And since these earrings are $24, I think this is a great item. And they are real freshwater pearl earrings. I think it's one of the great items to put into your bridesmaid's Grammy bag. So now I'm on hold and I'm waiting for Tara to come in. Maybe we'll give her a call. Please bear with us as I'm waiting for her to call in. Unless she called from a different number, I'm not sure. Hold on, listeners. I'm actually dialing the phone right now to see if she's going to pick up. Tara? Hi, it's Cynthia. We are on the air waiting for you. Okay. Actually, do you want to? You can call in so that the listeners can actually hear you too, because all they hear is me talking on the air by myself. So, do you want me to send you? Say again. 347-996-3160, and that's for our callers too. If you want to call in and listen, if you have a question for Tara, our number is 347-996-3160. Tara is about to call in and tell us all about her company. Okay. Sorry about that delay, folks. She is calling in right now to tell us more about the company. In the meantime... Again, if you choose to, please go and check out bridalchild.com and take a look at those earrings, as well as her website, pearlclasp.com. I believe that this is her. I'm going to bring her in right now. Tara, is this
Hi,
you?
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, how are me. You?
Hey, good. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Let's talk about... Pearl and Clasp, who you are, what you do, how you got started, so that the listeners know a little bit more about you and your company.
Sure. First of all, I just want to say hello to everyone. Pearl and Clasp is a website where we, a store actually, I should say, a company where we focus on pearl jewelry. We have a lot of really exciting and I think unique options that we offer. The first and foremost is obviously straightforward straightforward pearls, and you know, you could just pick a piece of some jewelry, anything. But our real expertise, and I think which is what really makes us unique, is the pearl restringing that we do, which I'll talk about. I'm going to get into a little bit later.
I did tell them just a little bit about it just to get them started, but I'm glad you're going to.
Just telling them a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to. But I'll get into all that later. And basically, my dad has been in the business for about 25 years. And at one point, I think it was actually my brother who came up with the idea. He said, why don't we, make a website? And my dad, I think he was very skeptical. He said, no, nothing could ever work over the web. Mm-hmm. So we launched our website in May. And so far, we've had, a lot of interest and amazing results. And I guess that's a little bit about how we got started.
And you're located where? Because I did not tell them that you're located.
Oh, so we're located in New York City. We don't have a storefront, but we have an office, and we're located in New York City on 47th Street in the Diamond District.
And go on, just finish telling us about, I think you said, let's talk about a consultation. If someone comes in, if a bride comes in, and they would like to discuss how to choose a piece of jewelry for their wedding day, What are some of the things that you're going to talk to her about? What are some of the questions or the things that you need to see?
Okay. So we deal with a number of brides because I think the overall majority is that brides do wear pearls. I read a statistic recently. Someone put together an infographic, and I think it was like 74% of brides wear pearl necklaces, and I don't remember the exact number, 60-something wore pearl bracelets, but clearly pearls were the number one option for brides. So when we have a consultation with a bride, I prefer, obviously, if she brings a picture of her dress with her, or we do it, I've done it over the phone, over email, I'll get a picture of the bride's dress, because the dress is obviously one of the deciding factors about what kind of jewelry you pick. It really depends on the style of the dress. A lot of people, let's say, for example, someone has a sweetheart neck. So a lot of people with a sweetheart neck, they actually choose to not wear a necklace because of the style. They like the sweetheart. They like the shape that it gives them. So they'll usually go with, like, a more chunky bracelet and then a small pair of earrings to not take away from the dress itself.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who have then also depends on what is on the dress in terms of the design. I would say for a more complicated design,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people also tend to lean towards something more simple, like a simple strand of pearls or a simple bracelet or even simple earrings. But if someone has a rather plain dress, they really want to give have the jewelry be the centerpiece. So they'll get a much bigger necklace, like maybe they'll go for a 4-strand necklace or a very big pair of earrings. So there's a lot of different factors involved. Part of it is the neckline, part of it is the style of the dress, and a lot of it is also the bride style. You know, some people have pieces that they love, and some people, you know, have an idea that they want, you know, they have an idea of what they want it to look like. So, you know, all those factors are things that we take into account when we're working with brides.
Right. Right, and that's definitely one of the things that I want them to know. So you would have them bring in a picture of the dress, or if, you know, they can't bring in the dress themselves all the time, but you want them to bring
in
the
picture. Yeah, not worth bringing in the dress. we do with pictures. I actually had a few people send me pictures of their bridesmaids' dresses as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent pictures and they said, you know, I want to buy something for my bridesmaids and I want them to wear the pearls at the wedding. You know, so that was also another avenue that we were able to find something. And for mother of the brides as well.
Yes.
You know, I've seen pictures of dresses and then we help choose, you know, something that the customer likes.
Nice. Now, one of the things that I also really liked about the jewelry and what we talked about was that you can actually make it with different materials depending on the budget. You really talked to them about their budget. So talk to us about the different materials that you can use and the price ranges so that they can have an idea. I mean, what kind of budget, you know, when they come in and say $2,000 is my budget or $500 is my budget. What are the things that you say to them about the materials that you could use?
Okay, that's a great question. So as you'll notice, I hope you guys all checked out our website. It's pearlclasp.com.
Hmm?
As you noticed, on our website, there's a lot of different price ranges. And we really have the flexibility to help the customer find the pearls that they want within their price ranges depending on what materials we use. Now, everything is real pearls. But within pearls, there's different grades of pearls, different qualities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for people who don't know this, but AAA quality is the highest quality. And even within AAA, there's different areas. For example, you can buy an Akoya pearl necklace, which is one kind of pearl necklace. You can buy like a 8-millimeter Akoya necklace for $1,500, and you can also buy an 8-millimeter Akoya necklace for $3,000. You know, it depends on your option, how much you want to spend. But within that, there's AAA, and there's something called AA, which is like the medium in between. You know, it's pretty good quality. And then there's A, which is decent quality, but obviously not as good as the others. So a lot of our pieces we can customize using those different qualities of pearls. That will help the price significantly depending on the quality of pearls. The other thing that we can do is we can also change the quality of the, sorry, we can change the metal, because as everyone probably knows, gold is super expensive these days.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the option of working in silver as well, which, you know, a lot of times people don't really notice that it's silver anyway, you know, because silver and white gold look pretty similar.
Right.
And you'll save yourself a lot of money. So that's another option. And then the third option is that all of our pieces come with real diamonds, but we can also use cubic zirconiums, you know, fake diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
So all those things together, we're able to work with all of our brides to come and find exactly what they want and help them find something for their style. A bride actually just bought a necklace and she said, you know, I really like this necklace with this fancy clasp, but it's a little too expensive, so what can you do for me? So we're able to make the necklace with, instead of triple A pearls, we made it with double A pearls, which brought down the price, and we made the piece in silver, which mm-hmm. really made a significant, gold is probably the most expensive thing these days
mm-hmm.
In terms of the jewelry. So that really made a very significant difference in the price.
Nice. So listeners, you can come in and choose a wonderful bridal piece. You can get it in gold. You can get it in silver. You can use diamonds. You can use zirconia in order to fit your budget. So please don't think that you cannot get a nice piece of bridal jewelry or that you should be able to get a nice, affordable piece of bridal jewelry that is beautiful and that lasts a long time. And that is a nice conversation piece. So now let's talk about including heirlooms. If I have my great-grandmother's necklace and it's kind of loose, you know, that string that holds the pearls together, it's very fragile, and I want to wear it for my wedding day, what can we do about this?
Okay, another great question.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something I think that brides, this is a specialty, I think, for brides. I think a lot of people get heirloom pearls, like from their grandmother or great grandmother or mother, and they really want to wear it with their necklace, with their wedding dress. But you know, either it's loose, like you mentioned, but there also are other issues that sometimes they want the piece to look different. You know, it's really, you know, that saying, something old, something new. So they want to wear something old, and they want to wear those pearls because they have so much meaning to them.
Mm-hmm.
But either the string, like you mentioned, the pearls need to be restrung, or mm-hmm. sometimes you just don't like the style. You know, mm-hmm. let's say a clasp that's not in style, or
mm-hmm.
it's a bracelet and you want a necklace. So this is something where our company is I guess we are a real expert in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But we offer pearl restringing services, and I have to say that they are very, very cheap. I've done a lot of comparisons.
Hold on, just one second. You're breaking up a little bit, and I don't want them to miss what you're saying. That again. You offer pearl restringing.
We offer pearl restringing, and I think our prices are unbelievable. I've checked around the market a little bit, and most people are paying, you know, over $100 to restring pearls,
mm-hmm.
and our prices are closer to $20 or $30.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we definitely offer competitive options, and there's a lot of different options when you restring your pearls. You can simply restring them, so basically, if anyone's seen a pearl necklace, there's knots in between each pearl. So what we do is, obviously, we take off all the pearls, and then we restring it, so it's on a sturdy string, so you don't need to worry that it'll break,
mm-hmm.
And then we restring it with your clasp. However, mm-hmm. what a lot of people want to do is they either want to change their clasp, which we have a very large selection of clasps, and it's the same exact pearls, you know, they send in their pearls, it's the same pearls, they just have a new clasp.
Mm-hmm.
The other option is sometimes a lot of people, like I mentioned before, want to change their pearls. We had a mother of, the mother-in-law, actually, of a bride recently called us. She said, you know, I have my grandmother's single strands necklace, but my daughter-in-law really wants a bracelet. Can you help me?
Nice.
So what we did is we took that necklace and we made it into a double-strand bracelet. She picked out a clasp that she liked, and we were able to take the pearls and make it into a double-strand bracelet. And sometimes you're missing pearls in order to do this, so we can also match the pearls. Now, it's going to depend a little bit on the quality, just so everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, if the pearls, sometimes cheaper quality pearls will fade over time.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll turn yellow, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So if the pearls have really changed a lot, it's going to be harder to match the pearls if you want to add the pearls.
Mm-hmm.
But basically what we do is we match the pearls if extra pearls are needed, and then we were able to change it. We made a bracelet. Someone now has a an 18-inch, 7-millimeter Akoya strand necklace, and she wants to make it into a 36-inch necklace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she's mailing us our pearls, and we're just going to add the extra pearls. So there's a lot of room to play. There's a lot of different options with class. There's a lot of different options with styles. We also do something, I don't know how many people know about this, but there's something called mystery pearls.
No, tell us about those.
Is. Okay, so mystery pearls is actually, there's actually a screw. We drill a screw into the pearl, and instead of having a clasp, it's a screw that you open and close. So it kind of looks like an endless strand. I don't know if you know what an endless strand is. Endless strands are those long, long necklaces without a clasp.
Mm-hmm.
So this looks like an endless strand, but it does have a screw on it. So sometimes people don't want, you know, they're not into a fancy clasp. As like a kind of showstopper piece, but they just want to showcase their pearls.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's another option of things that we do. But within the restringing, there's so many different options. You know, you can make a double strand necklace, a triple strand. You can make a longer piece. You can make a necklace. You can make a bracelet. We also can just match pearls. Like if you have a necklace and you want to get a matching bracelet. You know, to have a whole set or matching earrings. That's mm-hmm. something that we could do as well.
Nice. A question about the clasp, because I happen to think that it's kind of an overlooked item. Most people really pay attention to the necklace or the bracelet itself. Tell us about why the clasp makes your piece unique and the different types of clasps. Because I know I think some of them are kind of like floral. I just posted up the bracelet on, and everyone's loving that bracelet, by the way, that has that kind of like
floral.
They're loving it. They're liking it. I'm sure there's going to be some comments on it any second now. But what are the differences between these clasps, and what is it about a clasp that makes the piece unique or brings value to it?
Okay, so a clasp, first of all, it's very important. I'm just going to go a little technical for a little bit just to explain a little bit about clasps. Now, clasps are really important, obviously, because they open and close your necklace or bracelet for the, you know, that's a simple reason. But when you choose a clasp, you need to make sure that you choose the right size clasp. Now, there are certain clasps that are meant for single-strand necklaces. For example, sometimes you'll notice that if you have a single-strand necklace, the clasp tends to flip. So we definitely recommend, we have a lot of double-sided clasps or bowls, like a diamond bowl, because then it won't flip over your clasp. So
right.
These are just, you know, that's one option. And then for, you know, double-strand, triple-strand, whatever you do, you need to choose the right clasp that's going to be appropriate for your size pearls. Because if you have, let's say you have big pearls, you don't want a teeny little clasp that you're not going to see.
Right.
Or if you have huge pearl, you know, so you have to know, that's like a technical part. That's part where, that's where our expertise really come in. Now, in terms of the customer, the clasp is a chance to make your pearls unique to you. We really, like, if you'll see it, check out on our website, there's a lot of different options for clasps. And people wear these. Some people will wear them in the front. And it really is a unique piece of jewelry. And a lot of people, their pearls, I think, in general, are something that people have a lifetime and then they'll want to hand them down to their daughter, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
buying a clasp, it just makes it a more, I guess, classic piece that you can wear it all the time. Sometimes people will put the clasp in the back so you're really focusing on the pearls. But then
mm-hmm.
sometimes people will wear the clasp in the front that, you know, will bring some, you know, make it like a center or showcase. You know, if you're wearing a lot, we have a few pieces that are great with a little black dress. You know, you wear, you know, you're just standard little black dress, but then you have this gorgeous necklace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really going to stand out.
Right.
The other thing that I actually should mention that I didn't mention before, but it's kind of connected to the clasp, is we also do two other things. One is called rondelles.
Yes.
And one is called matching bars sets, basically. And what these are is, there are just pieces that go in between the pearls. I don't know what picture you put up. I'm going to open Facebook right now. Oh,
okay,
here, I see the double-sided.
Yeah, because I didn't put the rondelle yet. Right. I didn't put
the
rondelle yet. I'm going to put that one up in a second. I'm looking for the black pearls because that was actually a very popular item at the shoe party that we did. Everyone wanted to know about the black pearl earrings. And then, of course, when I told them the price, I was like, these black pearls, they're freshwater pearls, and they're only 24. They were like, really? I got to go. I got to, you know, see what she does. I'm like, excellent.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for that one. I can't find it, but I'm going to go get the rondelle and post that one up in a second.
Okay, so put the rondelle. It's about the same thing. You want the black. Which one? I'll get it for. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
So basically what rondelles are, it's just there's a few different options. We actually have a lot more options than that are on the website. We just wanted to make it easier for our customers. But there's a lot of options of pieces to even more increase your piece. You know, you can have, I got a pair of pearls for my grandmother, and I have a very simple clasp, which I wear in the back. But then what I did is I added three rondelles in the front. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like a dot miner, the diamond rondelles, and it just, I think it just adds so much to your piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so sometimes people like the rondelles. If you have a multiple strand necklace or bracelet, people add the bars, which it could be matching to the clasp or not. It just, you know, just make it a little bit nicer. It's like adding another accessory to your piece, you know, adding like another accessory to your outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of different options. And the not the rondelles, but the bars also help hold your strand together. If you have a bracelet that has multiple strands, the bars will also, so it'll just look prettier on your arm.
Nice. I'm posting a picture of, it's a very close-up. I was going to post up the bracelet that we spoke about this weekend. I mean, that we spoke about. I told them I'm going to put that up over the weekend, but I am posting now a picture of a necklace, of a close-up that has rondelles in the center. I believe that's the right one. You can let me know.
Where are you? On Facebook?
I'm yep, right on Bridal it. Tribe.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Let me just find it. 1 second. For some reason, my computer is giving me trouble today.
No problem. But I'm sure I get the feeling that that's what it is.
Yeah, okay. See, so those are examples of rondelles. And
mm-hmm.
rondelles, on our website, we only have them in one size to make it easier for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of different options of sizes. Like if you have a 7-millimeter rondelle, you may want a 7-millimeter pearls, you may want a rondelle that's a little bit bigger than your pearls, or you may want a little bit smaller. This is totally dependent on style. But, you know, and everything comes yellow gold, white gold, or silver, like we spoke about. And, yeah, that was a great picture of the rondelles, exactly.
Yay. Yeah, you're getting a number of likes already. They're just they're going
Thanks,
right
guys.
In. Thanks, guys. They're going in. Okay, so the bride has come in. You spoke to her about the type of dress she has, the embellishments that she can put on the necklace, whether it be rondelles. You spoke to her about the different metals that she could use, and she chooses something within her budget. Now, what you mentioned gifts for the mother of the bride, and maybe someone is coming in to purchase something for the bride. What are some suggestions that you can make for that kind of buyer?
Okay, so we have a lot of pieces that are great for bridesmaid gifts. I think we also, if you're looking to buy things, you know, sometimes people have 11, 12 bridesmaids or something like that, you know, some very large number. Yeah, you know, I just got a bride who bought 11 pieces, 11 necklaces, 11 pearl pendants. She wanted all of her bridesmaids. She wanted to give them a gift, but she wanted them to all wear a pearl pendant for the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say pendant, are we talking about a nice brooch or are we talking about a pin?
A pendant, I actually just put up the picture. I am going to post it on my wall, so everyone's going to have to go to my website.
I will go right
give
over
me
to
a
your
minute.
Wall. No problem.
Yeah, if give you, me a minute.
Okay, and I'll go over to your wall. If you posted it, I'll just share it so that they can see what the pendant
is. Yeah, that's a great
idea.
I'm going to post it right
now. Oh, is that that little? Oh, I like that. The silver ball necklace.
Oh, that's actually, the one from, yeah. It says 11 hours ago.
Oh, yes.
The silver pearl necklace.
Yes, I like that. I have to share that.
Thank you. Yeah, so this is one of our more popular pieces. It's it's really a clasp that we just made into a ball necklace. And you can get it in silver for, you know, it's much cheaper. And we also have the option to get it in gold. And the gold option you know, I could, just so everyone hears the comparison, I think the gold option is like over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the necklace, I don't remember exactly how it is, but it's more in the hundreds.
Yeah, wow.
$99. Sorry.
I love it. We're going to have to add that to our list of things to put on, because I think that's an excellent gift for the bridesmaids.
Yeah, it's a great gift. And also, I'm happy to offer a discount. Obviously, I'm happy to offer a discount if someone orders more than one. We definitely give me a call and we'll see what we could work out.
Yay. I'm going to definitely be putting your information up as well for people to contact you. Oh, where is it? What did we say?
Okay, I'm looking for it. You know, I didn't post it yet. I'm just trying to find it on my computer.
Okay, wait, what were we talking about again?
No. I didn't, I'm going to post it right now.
Okay, and I'll share the South Sea Pearls. These are beautiful.
Yeah, South Sea Pearls are stunning, and they're definitely going to be very pricey. That South Sea Pearls are not really something that you can go lower in price so much. There's obviously different quality, but South Sea Pearls are on the generally very expensive.
Well, let's just go ahead and talk about the budget, because we have individuals who are from, you know, the $100 to $500 range, and then there's the $501 to $1,000, and there's $1,000 to $2,000. So in the top price, you know, up to $2,000, because I'm sure that they can actually go higher, for the up to $2,000, what are the types of things that people would be going for? Let's name the metal and the pearl.
Okay, so if someone's budget is up to $2,000, they're going to get a very good quality pearl. Mm-hmm. Most people, I think today the best bet for your money is a freshwater pearl.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, Akoya pearls are very good as well, I mean, even better than freshwater pearls, but they're more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a decent strand is going to be over, just for the strand alone, not including the clasp, is going to be over $1,000, $1,500, you know, close to $2,000, just for the strand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously you can get a simple clasp with that, but, you know, you're getting such a stunning pearls, you know, you may want to add that extra sparkle in that clasp.
Mm-hmm.
But within the up to the $2,000 bunch rate, there is a lot that can be purchased. A stunning clasp. Most people then stick to gold and real diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
With a very good quality pearls that they're not going to change color over time, and they will be something that will last them a lifetime, and they'll be able to pass on to their children, which I think is an idea that everyone loves, that, you know, they wore pearls at their wedding, and then their daughter wears it at their own wedding.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and then you'll notice, I guess I'll just, that we do have other price ranges. On our website, we have an option of gifts over, you know, gifts under $200, gifts under $500, which is just a great place to see everything in the, within those price ranges, because we really, our cheapest pair of earrings start at $24. You know, you get a real pair of freshwater pearls for $24.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that has a silver backing, and then you can, from there, we just go up. You know, there's a lot of different options for different price ranges.
Yes, yes. So, great. We've got the price ranges for gifts. We talked about this freshwater and real diamond for the budget up to $2,000. And as your pricing changes, or as your budget changes, you can still get some beautiful pieces from this company to gift or to wear for yourself. So please do go and visit www.pearlclasp.com to look at the choices of what they have. They have information about the different types of clasps too, because most people, as we said, they don't know that sometimes that does make the necklace. So go on over and learn about that and visit their page.
Yeah, look, I see the necklace that you just posted, the four strands pearl necklace.
Which one? Which I just posted it?
It's like a big four strands after the South Sea one.
Yes, I love that. I was still on your page. I had to come back over to my page now.
So I'm also moving back and forth.
Yeah.
So that necklace is an example. You see the clasp, and then on the sides are two matching divider bars. But this is a statement piece. You know, you don't need
that.
You could wear the plainest dress, but everyone's going to notice your necklace.
Now, what would this kind of necklace run so that they know what to go for?
So this necklace, I don't know the price offhand, but this is a rather expensive necklace.
Are we talking about the $2,000 range?
Yeah, maybe even be a little bit more. I'm just checking. I think this one's a little more.
2,000 and more, but, I would say.
Yeah, this is actually closer to 4,000.
Nice.
But, yeah, this is a very sensitive, but this is top quality freshwater pearls, and this is silver, you know, I'm sorry, this is a gold clasp plus two gold divider bars. Mm-hmm. Now, on this piece, you can change the quality of pearls. You can also go to, you know, change the quality or the metal type and the diamonds. You know, it's not going to be a $50 piece at the end of the day.
Right.
But it definitely will, you know, significantly change the price.
Right. No, and I agree with you. I like that we're working with some brides that have a budget, but I know, again, that there are a lot of parents who want to purchase a piece that can be passed down through generations, and budget is not always an issue. They don't mind spending the $4,000 and $5,000 to get their daughter a nice statement piece, as you call it.
Exactly. And she'll wear it. You'll cherish it for the rest of your lives. You'll really wear it.
Yes. Yes. And maybe one day I'll actually have to get on the show and talk about why it's important to have nice pieces of jewelry in your safe. Why it's really something that you kind of add to the value of your whole family. You're adding value to yourself when you have these pieces available to you. They're almost literal collateral sometimes, from what I understand. So great, it was wonderful. This is the end of our show. I'm so happy that Tara Horn was happy to be on. Tara Horn of PearlAndClasp.com or PearlClasp.com was on. I was so happy that Saida Muhammad was also, or Abdullah is it, I think, was on the show to talk about her shoe embellishments. And I want to say thank you, Tara, so much for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. And, you know, to all the brides, feel free to be in touch with me. I know that Cynthia sent out my contact information, and I'm happy that, you know, to meet you and help you find the pearls of your dreams.
Yes. Also, you know what? So last thing, they are located in New York, but you will give good consultations via telephone. If there's someone who's out of town who now wants to talk to you, you do accept that, correct?
Yeah, the truth is that we don't have a storefront. We really have an office.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a store that you could just pop in. So it's best to speak to me beforehand so we can arrange a time, or we can arrange even a phone consultation. Yeah, definitely. We can do it anywhere, wherever you're located.
Excellent. That's what I wanted them to know, that you don't just have to be in New York or the tri-state area to speak with this company. Their product is top-notch, beautiful. I know for myself because I've held it in my hands. So give them a call. Check out their website. I will be posting all the information in the event, excuse me, in the event as well as on my Facebook page. And I hope that you guys will take a look. So we're going to say goodnight to Tara. We're going to say goodnight to all of our guests. Thank you for calling in and listening in. Thank you for all of your comments on the pages. Please check out the page. Check out our blog with some of their product on it. Do remember that we have launched our magazine as of this week. So if you want to purchase it, please go visit our website, www.bridaltribe.com, to purchase our newly launched Bridal Tribe magazine. Yay, we're very happy. And please, we are a company that's dedicated to love, beauty, fun, weddings, and marriage. Please. We'll see you here again next Wedding Wednesday and every Wedding Wednesday. Join us for our next series for Wedding Chat, and good night.